I am Fightback Ninja, and I will help you to fight back against scammers, spammers, and time wasters.
2017, a year of scams, spams, and time wasters. It would be good to think that we're getting on top of the evil scammers, the stupid spammers, and the time wasters, but sadly there's little evidence to support that. Each year there seem to be more scammers, more scams, more pointless emails, messages, and calls. At long last, the number of PPI calls has trailed off, as everyone in the UK received dozens and dozens, if not even hundreds, of these calls. 2017 was also a year of huge data breaches, including River City Media, where over a billion records containing email addresses and so on were hacked. Anthem, 80 million records, Equifax, 143 million records, and Uber came clean on the fact that over 50 million people's data had been hacked. Clearly, online security is an in-demand business these days. The WannaCry ransomware brought parts of the NHS to its knees, although the attack was so badly planned that the perpetrators, thought to be North Korean, made very little money from it. Fake news dominated over real news. Facebook, Twitter, and others were regularly attacked for the role their platforms play in spreading and enabling terrorism and crime. Russia was caught out interfering online in elections, makes a departure from drug cheating. Net neutrality was a hot topic in America, and people seemed to be on the losing side. Bitcoin went bonkers with price rises no one predicted, an occasional crash. Now we all wait for the big crash. And finally, Uber got its comeuppance on driver crimes, paying less than the minimum wage and failing to make the standards for a taxi company. Let's hope we can do better in 2018. I am Fightback Ninja. Check out my blog online, fightback.ninja.